Blog
Applewhite from the student to teacher to student radio show on the internet. It is such a pleasure, always a pleasure, to join you on Saturday mornings from 10 to 11 a.m. as our technology allows us to reach into homes and schools around the world, and especially in the United States today, where we're having challenges with our school systems and understanding more about teachers and the challenges that they are facing in the classroom, which of course always impacts the student. So as we continue to grow as students and teachers in this world, we need to look first at our humanity. Let's keep that focus going. Our show today is on The Greatest Resource Is You. This is part 3 of 3, and it's called The First Steps. And we have a caller on air right now calling in from is it 206? Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite. Good morning. Good morning. You don't have to say your name or anything. Just acknowledge hello, and that'll be fine. I'll know that you're on air. All right, well, we'll continue with the show this morning. And The Greatest Resource Is You. We're going to actually cut this short this morning. And we hope that we get a large audience next week to finish up part 3 of 3. So we're going to do a continuation of part 3 of 3. Let's go ahead and at least get through the description so we'll know what we're going to be talking about as we join together next Saturday morning from 10 to 11. Sorry about such short notice of cutting the show into a 15-minute segment today, but things do happen, and that's the way it is, and we still roll up our sleeves and keep going. Today we're going to talk about The Greatest Resource Is You, but more importantly, I want you not only to hear me talk about The Greatest Resource Is You, I want you to believe that the greatest resource is you, that you are willing to take the first steps after identifying that we all hold this greatest resource within ourselves. It is now the time to take those first steps towards our new goals. These new goals are different from the goals that we made before because now we have more information. And when you have more information, more knowledge, you can make better decisions and more productive decisions that are going to give you a better outcome. So we're hoping that as you go through this week, that you will start really, truly writing down your goals, even if it's one goal, and that is to start school or to stay in school, talk to your instructor about what you're going through, or to talk to your employer about a raise or continuing education credits and how you can improve yourself on the job. Whether you have a physical disability or not, we all have different abilities and wear that label of disabled, unfortunately, too well. So I'm not asking you to give up the label of disabled because we need that to get our checks in and to see doctors, qualify for insurances. So that's the world we live in. As much as we don't like the label, it's there. But I want you to think every time that you say the word disabled, that I'm disabled, I want you to also think of the other side of that, is that I'm differently abled. That means I'm going to search for the different abilities that I have. What do I have to offer? What do I bring to the table for me, from my God? Because even though the greatest resource is within us, that greatest resource within us is connected to our Creator by whatever name we call our Creator. We definitely, at White Apple Institute, which is our major sponsor for the student-to-teacher radio show, we believe in that and definitely ask people to look at the factor that you have the courage to change the things that you can change in this life. Find that courage inside of you. And find the serenity when you cannot find the answer, when you cannot change things. And have the wisdom to know the difference between what you can and what you cannot change. So we don't want to go into our goals, into our first steps in our new pathway without having everything in order. If you have children, that means that, and you want to go to school, that means that, for example, you would make sure that babysitting and transportation is not going to interfere with getting to where you need to go. Make sure that your class schedule really truly fits into your needs and will not aggravate you, frustrate you, or whatever. Make sure if you are in a wheelchair that you have proper transportation back and forth and that you arrange things properly with your caregiving team so that you don't get squashed into or squeezed into time frames that cause you frustration and you can't make it. And that's for all of us. There's a lot of times we do that. So next week, we will follow up with The Greatest Resource is You. And we will finish up with part 3 of 3, The First Steps. And we thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Student to Teacher to Student Show. And we totally, totally look forward to hearing from you next week. Thank you so much. Much love and much peace for joining in with us.